Today's staff is Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet, and we are six lines from the top of Daf Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph, Mai Taima, the Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shah. So we're moving along in Perik Ben Soiru Meir. We're learning Sugyos and Dafin that are Oimdim Berumay Shaloylam. Specifically, we're at the tail end of the Sugya of the Roidev. So, the Mishnah said on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, Ve'elu hein shematzilin oysam benafshan. Haroidef achar chaver lahargoy, v'achar azochar, v'achar hanayra murasa. We made a big deal about this in the previous Daf, that you see in the Mishnah, that even though the prototypical Roidef is someone that's running after someone to kill him, but the parasha of Roidef is not exclusive to a Roidef achar chaver lahargoy. So too, someone that's roidef achar azachar for mishkav zachar, or someone's roidef achar anayra murasa for dili arayis, would be included in this parsha. In fact, the Gemara brought a brisa that said that it's not only a roidef achar azachar and achar anayra murasa, but really someone that's roidef after somebody for dili arayis, whether it's a chayve krisos or whether it's a chayve mises bezdin, would also be included in the parish of roidef. We saw the shita of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and the shita of Rav Blazer bar Shimon, who hold that even someone that's roidef achar avodah zara to worship the avodah zara, or if somebody's roidef achar act of chilul Shabbos, they too would be included in this halacha of the Eluhein shematzil anoyse benafshan. Another thing that we spoke about in the raid of Daf Ayin Gimel that I think is worth chazering over because it's really yesoid ha-yesoidis, and that is that Daf Ayin Beis and Daf Ayin Gimel of Sanhedrin both talked about the concept of the roidev, meaning where somebody's trying to kill someone in loydamim. On some level, this person's life right now is not of any value and you're allowed to go ahead and kill him. Stating that, the two dafin and the two sugyas were not the same. The sugya and Daf Ayin Beis was the sugya of Hababa Machteres. The sugya in Daf Ayin Gimel was the sugya of Roidef. The sugya of Hababa Machteres is where somebody breaks into your house and there's a chazaka that this person is going to kill you in the event that you put up a fight. Chazal said, Imbo lahargecha, hashkem lahargoy, and therefore, if you want to kill him, this is something you're allowed to do. The sugya in Daf Ayin Gimel is the sugya of Roidef. The sugya of Roidef is where one person is chasing somebody else, he wants to kill him, and now you're a third person, you're an innocent bystander, you see this whole inyan playing out, you have a right, or maybe even an obligation, to go now and to kill the Roidef. It's not a bechina of imbala hargecha, because nobody's trying to kill you. You're just observing. But if you see somebody trying to kill somebody else, you as a yid need to do the right thing, get involved in a fight that's not yours, and go and kill the roidev. The two respective parshiyos are different. They're learned out from different makayas. The makarta in bola hargacha hashkem lahargoy is the parsha of Hababa Machteres. The mikar to haroidef achachaver lahargoy, where the halacha is Nitein Latzila Benafshoi, is learned out in the Maskon of the Gemara and Daf Ayin Gimel from the parsha of Naira Murasa, with a hekish to the parsha of Ritzicha. It's not one and the same. In fact, the parsha of Imbo Lahargoy Chahashkim Lahargoy is a parsha of self-defense. The parsha of Roidev is where you're an innocent bystander and you're going to get in the way of somebody trying to kill somebody else. What we talked about in the previous raid bite was, why do we need two parshias? Bukhura, why do you need a parsha of self-defense? And why do I need a parsha of Roidev? Now, just to be clear, that's poshet, that if all I would have is the parish of Baba Machteres, the parish of self-defense, but I wouldn't have the parish of Roidef. I'd never be able to learn Roidef from self-defense. You can't learn that me as an innocent bystander can kill Reuven if he's trying to kill Shimon from the fact that the Torah said that if someone's trying to kill me, I can kill him. In Ba Lahargecha, Hashkim Lahargoy, self-defense, I hear. But the fact that I can mishzach harayin in a fight that's not mine and go ahead and kill the Roidef, mehechatesi. So to ask Akasha that why do I need the sugya of Roidef? Why don't I know Roidef from Baba Machteres? That's a silly question, because in Bala Harga Chashkin Laharga is self-defense, that's more mistaber than Roidev. The question's more in the reverse, that once I have a parsha and a sugi of Roidev, why do I need the halacha of in Bala Harga Chashkin Laharga? Every time a person is Bala Hargacha, by definition, he's a Roidev. So if he's a Roidev and an innocent bystander can kill him, certainly you yourself, the Nirdev, can kill him. So why do I need a Sugya of Bama Machteres? Why do I need this Piskam of Bala Hargacha Hashkim Lahargach, which the Gemara often invokes? Brachas Nunches, Brachas Samach Beis, Tape Clay, he's anyways a Roidev. So it was regarding that Kasha that we spoke at all the Nafkaminis that Reb Shmuley Aikiv presented in his Shiurim. In other words, the short answer is because Imbala Hardacha Hashkim Lahargoy is a much more liberal idea than Roidev. Meaning, when you can kill a Roidev and when you can't kill a Roidev is governed by very, very strict and nuanced halachas. When it comes to self-defense, the halachas are much less strict. And it's for that reason, even though it's true, every Imbala Hardacha Hashkim Lahargoy Tepek Lei is a Roidev, Emes Lamitai. But at the same time, there is a Groisa Nafgemina. Now that we're being mechadish a concept of Imbala Hargacha Hashkim Lahargai. Because based on Roidev, you would be limited. Now that you have a din of Imbala Hargacha Hashkim Lahargai, so now the Shulchan Aruch is going to be more liberal, and that's why it's negated that halacha. Now, what are the nafkaminas? So in the previous staff, we spoke out five nafkaminas. We mentioned the Rosh that says, Nepach Zimri Vaharag Lepinchas. He would have been potter. The Rosh says, only Zimri could kill Pinchas. Why? Because he's the Nirdov. And klapi him, it's Imbala Hargacha Hashkim Lahargai. But if a third person would kill Pinchas, of course, he would have been a regular Reitzech. We spoke at the Rivash, these are Rishonim, where the Rivash said that even though there's a Sugi in Shas where the Roidev needs Asra, in Tzarech Asra, that's only as a third person. But as it relates to the Nirdev has a right to kill someone who's trying to kill him, even without the Sugya of Hasra, right? The whole Shail of Hasra is Klapi Din Roidev, but self-defense, I for sure won't have to come on to that. We mentioned the Mishnah Melech, which is going to segue into the beginning of the daf now, and that is, when it comes to a Roidev, there's a halacha, Roidev, Shayu Roidev, Achach Haver, Lahargav, Yachal, Atzilav, Echa Meivarev, V'loihitzel Nereg, it's going to be a problem, says the Mishnah Melech. That's only true for a third person. The Nirdev, even if it's Yachal, Atzilav, Echa Meivarev. Either way, there's many nafkaminas with the din of Imbol Lahargav, Hashkim Lahargav, versus the din of Roidev. That's why we have two parashis in the Torah. Again, klar. There's Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, that's Baba Machteres. There's Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, that's Roidev. Loi Roi Yizeh, Keroi Yizeh, Loi Roi Yizeh, Keroi Yizeh. Hatzad, Hashava, Shebohen, is that it's an idea where someone's trying to kill someone, and as a result, you can go preemptively and take him out. You don't have to wait to defend yourself. You can go on the offensive. Stating that, the two sugyas are not the same sugya. One is a sugya of me, myself, defending myself. Self-defense, Imbala Hargach Hashkim Lahargai. The other one is where nobody's attacking you, but you're going to meddle into someone else's situation because you want to do the right thing. That's the sugya of Roidev, either way. So where are we up to right now? The last Gemara that we learned was the Memra of Rabbi Yonis and Menchal that we just mentioned. And that is that although there's a halacha that if someone's right, of achaveroi, lahargoi, nitin latzila benafshoi, stating that, that's only true if it's eino yochel latzila be'echon me'evarev. But if it's yochel latzila be'echon me'evarev, then you have no right to kill him. In other words, if you can't tase him, then kill him. But if you're carrying a taser, that's what you need to do. Or if you could shoot him at his legs, that's something you need to do. You have no right to shoot him between the eyes. If it's eino yochel atzilo be'echon meivarev, so you do what you have to do. But to the extent that it's yochel atzilo be'echon meivarev, then already it's going to be different. And today's daf is going to begin with the scriptural source to this grace of chiddush of Reb Yonason ben Shaul. Zok the Gemara. My time with Reb Yonason ben Shaul. What is the Makar to Reb Yonason ben Shaul? The Chesiv. It's based on a parish in the Torah. It says, V'chi yinatsu anoshim. Now this is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk talks about two men that were fighting. V'nokfu isha hara. And then during the fight, them or one of them hit a pregnant woman. V'yatsu yilodeha. And she miscarried her child. And the question in the psukim, right, these are psukei atayra, is whether or not the one that hit the isha hara is going to have to pay the dmei vlados for the child that was miscarried or not. So the pasuk says it depends. V'lo yiyah asayin, in the event that the woman did not die, then anoish yeyanesh kashi yosha salabalo isha v'nasa b'flim, then you have to pay for the dmei vlados. If, however, v'm asayin yiyah, if, however, the woman died, so then v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Then this person's chayiv misa for killing a woman, and as a result, he's not going to be chayiv moment. This, by the way, is the mekar and shas, the kamle lebi der rabbi minay. Im osoin yiev and osata nefesh tachas nefesh. Kus kam lebi der rabbi minay. Im lo yiev osoin. So now there's no chiyav misa. As a result, there's going to be a chiyav mamon. Says the Gemara. This pasuk is also the makar to the idea of Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shaul that the only time a roideth is allowed to kill someone, or the only time one is allowed to kill a roideth, is if it's eino yochel atzila be'echem eivarev. How so? So the Gemara says like this, because as it relates to this parasha of v'chi yinatzu anoshim v'goymer, v'amr Rabbi Loz said, v'matzu sheb misakos medaber. This pasuk is talking about where two people were fighting and they were trying to kill each other. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, v'maso nyeh, that in the event this woman's going to die, v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, then the halacha is that this person's going to be chayiv misa. Now, if two people were fighting, they're just hitting each other, but they're not looking for blood, right? They're not trying to kill each other. Then, if they would inadvertently kill this woman, there's no way they would be chayav misa. Why not? Because they never had intent to kill. Meaning, really, this pasuk's a little bit of a chiddush, because what the pasuk seems to be saying is that if Reuben is fighting with Shimon and he accidentally hits a woman, Rachel, and kills her, he's going to be chayav misa. Now, it's a chiddush, because he wasn't even trying to hit this woman. Now, it's a huge chiddush if he wasn't even trying to kill the person that he was trying to hit. It's a much lesser chiddush if at the very least he was trying to kill the person that he was trying to hit. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Elazar said that the only time this parasha of the Torah is going to be true is if at the very least Reuven and Shimon that were fighting were trying to kill each other, then v'nakfu ishahara, being that there was intent to kill, albeit someone else, not this woman, so then the halach is there's going to be a chiv misa. Now, what's the raya to Rabbi Yonis Ben Shaul says in our filu hachi? So we're talking about two people that are fighting and they're trying to kill each other, right? You know what that means in the vernacular? They're both roideifs. That's what it means. Because if two people are killing or trying to kill each other, then by definition, they're roideifs. Now, the Torah says, that in the event that no one is going to die, meaning the woman doesn't die and she miscarries the child, so then there's no come to the rabbi, meaning there's going to be a chiyav. No. Faith the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to tell me that, where it's yachal ha'atzal b'echem eivarov, it's loy nitin latzil benafshi. There's no din roid if Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shaul's chiddush. How did the mishkachas l'day yonish? Then I understand how it's possible in loy yasoin that there should be a chi of mamon. Why? The case would be where it's yachal hatzal bechem evarav. Eliyam yachal hatzal bechem evarav nami nitin latzil benafshi. But if you're going to tell me that even where it's yachal hatzal bechem evarav, it's always nitin latzil benafshi. Hey, chi mishkachas l'day yonish. Why is there a chi of mamon? And this is a very lamed shakasha. And really, it's very similar to the last kasha that the Gemara asked on the previous staff, and that is the Gemara is asking that why is it that the only time there's no chi of mamon is if this man killed the woman? Come lebi der rabbi minei. L'chayre, even if he didn't kill the woman, there should be no chi of mamon because he was a roidev, and a roidev is nitin latzila ben nafshay, and that's the sugya of Ababa Machteres. That if somebody is being roidev, so that right now if somebody wants to kill him, he's an emloy domim, he has a right to kill him. So that in and of itself should pata the mamon. So frayt the Gemara, why is it only if he kills that the halacha is there's going to be a ptur mamon? Because oh, now there's a chi of misa. Even if he didn't kill, as doch gevein aroidev. So out aroidev, he was chayiv misa, and if that's the case, there should be a ptur mamon. So the Gemara cheshbon is like this: bishleima, if you're going to tell me that there's a hechatimso where someone's aroidev acha chaver lahargoy, but he's not chayiv misa, it's not nitin latzila benafshay. So then I could always make the akimta that that's what's going on in that pasuk. Oh, so says the Gemara, I'll tell you that maybe that's true. There is a hechatimtza where you're not allowed to kill a roidev. How so? Where it's yachal atzil b'echem eivarev. And if that's the case, that'll be pshat in the pasuk. But if you're going to tell me that even with yachal atzil b'echem eivarev, still it's nitin latzil b'nafshi, so it comes out, there's always chayv misa. If there's always chayv misa, then there should always be a kamei b'derabinei. The point is, from the fact that you see v'im lo yiyeh osoin, onoy sheyonesh, so you say, Meris, is a time that with someone's roidev achaver lahargoy, is not in a situation where you can kill him. The only thing in the world that the Gemara can possibly come up with is that it's talking about with Yachal Atzila Be'echem Eivarav. And if that's the case, you have a raya from here to the halach of Rabbi Yonis Ben Shaul. And this is the makar, says the Gemara, to Rabbi Yonis Ben Shaul's chiddush, that with Yachal Atzila Be'echem Eivarav, the halach is the roidev is not nitin latzila benafshe. But the Gemara says, I don't know if I hear the raya. Why? Because Dumashani Hacha. Meaning the raya is based on the fact that if you're going to tell me that you can always kill a roidev, even where it's yachal atzila b'echem eivarav, so in lo yeh also in onesh yonesh, say come lebe der rabbi minei. But the Gemara says maybe the answer is as follows. Maybe here it's different because the misa lozev etashum lozev. The chi of misa is for the fact that this person is roidev after the person that he's trying to kill, right? Where is he being a roidef? This guy was, Reuven is trying to kill Shimon, and he inadvertently killed Rachel. He's being roidef after Shimon. The chiv tashlumin is for the fact that he hit Rachel and caused the children to miscarry. It's misa lazeh, v'tashlumin lazeh. Ta'in is the Gemara, maybe it's misa lazeh, v'tashlumin lazeh, based on the mishpatim of kamle v'derabimine, it could be in that case, there's no kamle anyways. So the kash is that if you don't hold like Rabbi Yonasan and Shaul say kamle, it could be this whole kash is a mistake. Because maybe kamle v'derabimine requires that it's misa lazeh, v'tashlumin lazeh, has to be the same person. And over here, it's misa for the person that you were trying to kill, and it's tashlumin for the woman that you hit, that ultimately miscarried. But the Gemara says, loish, no, it's a mistake. Nah, that's not a real svari. Now I know that. The Amar Rav, it's based on something Rav said. Because Rav said, roidef shay roidef achavei roi, if a roidef was running after somebody, the shiver es akelin. And while he was running after this person, he broke kelim bein shel nirdaf. It doesn't matter if he broke the kelim with the nirdaf, ubein shel kol adam, or if he broke the kelim from some other person. Potter, the halach is that he's going to be potter. My time, and what's the reason? Mischayev be nafshayu, because he's chayev misa, and being that he's chayev misa, so it's for that reason. There's a kamla b'der rabim in it, meaning a roidef is chayev misa. So if he's shiver kelim, the halacha is he's automatically going to be potter. Now the punchline really of the Gemara is just from this line. The Gemara is going to bring the entire memory of Rava, but Rashi says right away, here you see the makar, meaning the makar is from these lines, because from the fact that he is potter from all tashlumin, not only from Tashlumin Lozet, the Nirdaf that he's trying to kill, but even Tashlumin from somebody else, so you see that you don't say a Svara of Misa Lozet but Tashlumin Lozet, because the Chi of Misa is because he's trying to kill a Nirdaf. And you see that even if he breaks the Kalim of somebody else, he's going to be Potter as well. Right? My time of the Gemara says, Mischayev Benafshehu. But the point is, you see that he's going to be Potter even if he breaks somebody else's Kalim, clearly implying that when it comes to the Sugi of Kamla B'Derabimine, even specifically the Sugi of Roidev, that Misa Lazet, Tashum Lazet is neither here nor there, and it's for that reason that L'chura, we have a good Makar to Rabbi Yonah and Mishal. Either way, so we've mentioned Rava's memory, so the Gemara is going to bring the entire memory. V'nirdev, sheshiver es ha-kelem shal roidev. What about the Nirdev who broke the Kalem of the roidev? So the Halach is Potter, he's going to be Potter. So again, if the roidev breaks the Kalem of the Nirdev, or he breaks the Kalem of anybody else for that matter, the Halach is, he's going to be Potter because of Kamla B'Derabimine. What if the Nirdev breaks the Kalem of the roidev? He's going to be Potter. Shal Kol Adam, if he breaks the Kalem of somebody else, Chayv, he's going to be Chayv. And the Gemara explains, shal roidev Potter, the reason, if he breaks the Kalem of the Right, if he's going to be potter, if you can kill him, that you for sure can break his kalim, right? It just doesn't make sense otherwise. It would be completely unreasonable. If, however, he would break the kalim of somebody else, it would be chayiv. The reason is matzel atzmoi b'mamin chaver, because it's aser to be matzel yourself b'mamin chaver. So that's not something you would be allowed to do. Think about that. This guy is being chased right now. If he wants to turn around and kill the person that's chasing him, he could. You want to destroy his car, I don't know, whatever it is, you could do that as well. But if you want to break somebody else's kalim to save yourself, that you're not allowed to do, because you're matzal atzmei b'bam chaver. We'll get back to that in 1 second. Additionally, roidef shay roidef acha roidef lahatziloi. What about somebody that was being roidef after the roidef? Again, so Reuven's running after Shimon, he's trying to kill him. Levi sees this. Levi says, oh, I know it, it's today's stuff. Boom, he gets involved, gets into his car, starts going down the road the wrong way, right? He's doing whatever he needs to do to try to kill this guy. So he's being roidef acher haroidef v'shiver es ha-kelim, and he broke kelim, right? You drive down the car the wrong way, he's on the sidewalk, he's knocking down lampposts, so a lot of things are happening. So bein shel roidef, bein shel nirdef, it doesn't matter if he broke the kelim of the roidef, if he broke the kelim of the nirdef, bein shel kol adam, the halach is potter, he's always going to be potter. Now, it's a chiddush. The nirdif is not allowed to be matzal atzmai b'mamin shal chaveiroi. But the roidif achar ha-roidif, it's fair game. You can do whatever you want. So the Gemara says, how does that make any sense? The Gemara says, v'loy min adin. It really doesn't. But the reason it is this way is shemia to'imikin. If you're not going to say this is the halacha, nimtza inlecha kol adam shematzal atzmai chaveiroi miyad ha-roidif. No one's going to ever want to get in their car and drive the wrong way down the road to try to save somebody. Because you're going to say, you kidding me? Every single mirror that I take off, I'm not going to have to pay for. So it's not something you're going to want to do. So pasha to encourage people to save the life of the nirdif, this is something that Chazal said you're allowed to do. But if you want to know if this is an ikar adin, it's certainly not me ikar adin. Now, as it relates to the concept of Also lahatzel atzmei b'mamon shal chaver. Really, this is a very appropriate time to talk about this now. But the real makar to this is Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Amud Beis, in Perek HaKoines. This is tucked away in Perek HaKoines. Not really the topic of Perek HaKoines, but it's tucked away. And the Gemara over there brings a whole Maisa Shaya Kachoy with David HaMelech and the Plishtem HaMaisa. And what emerges is that David HaMelech was Mesupik in this Shaila. Mau Lahatzel Atzmoy B'mamon Chaveri. And the Gemara says, Sholchulei the Sanhedrin told David HaMelech, Oser Lahatzel Atzmoy B'mamon Chaveri. It's Oser. Now, is it related to David? They told him, you could, because Avalat HaMelech HaTu Melech Peretz Lasses Leiderech V'Ein Moichem Yodhi. But it's Oser to be Matzel Atzmoy B'mamon Chaveri. And there's a major machloik is Rashi and Tosis, how to learn Poshup Shad in this Halacha. Rashi says in Bava Kamma Daf Samach Amud Beis, it's really not Mefurish in Rashi, but the way the Achroinim and the Poskim all understand Shitas Rashi is that it's Oser Lahatzel Atzmoy B'mamon Chaveri. Kishmoy Kachi. Pshutoy Kimashmoy. So someone's trying to kill you, and if you would steal somebody else's thing, that would somehow allow you to save your life, right? So you'll break into somebody's car to get away from someone that's trying to kill you. Awesome. Can't do it. So what does that mean? Let the guy kill me? Is what it is. Sad, but that's the way it is. Also, lahatzalat from Mamach Haver. But how's that even possible? I thought it's like the Zara, Gila Raya, Shvichas Damim, right? It's the Gemara we're about to learn. I hear. Also, a hatzal atzmoy b'mamon. Tosfos says, no way in the world. Tosfos says, avada you let it be matzal atzmoy b'mamon chaver. So what does it mean when the Gemara says, also a hatzal atzmoy b'mamon chaver? It means that if you do, you got to pay. Meaning, there would have been a havim in your anointness. What do you want for my life? I was just trying to save my life. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to get a bill for all the cars that I took out driving down the wrong side of the road, right? So, I hear it is what it is. That's something you're mechuyev to do. Also, lahatzel atzmoy b'chaver doesn't mean you're not allowed to do it. What it means is that you don't have any heter, and as a result, you're going to have to pay regardless. We have a lot of major gemaras to get to, so we're going to go by that. Aval haroidev achavehem. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Elohim shematzin loitzah benafshon, haroidev achaver lahargoy, v'achar azoch, v'achar nair merosa. Aval haroidev achavehemo, v'amachalas ha-shabbos, v'oivet avoides kechovim, ein matzilin oisna benafshon. So look, the Maritani, we're going already in yesterday's talk. If someone's Eved Avodah Zarah, nitein lahatzil benafshei. You kill him so that he shouldn't be Eved Avodah Zarah. And how do I know that? Said Rashbi mikal v'chaymer. Ma pkam hedit nitein lahatzil benafshei. Madach, when it comes to a pkam hedit, right? That's what underpins the din roidef, as we saw in yesterday's talk. The pkam of a hedit, of just a casual person, right? The concept is that it's nitein lahatzil benafshei. It's a pkam gavoya. Someone's Eved Avodah Zarah, whereas being poigim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Holshkein, freit the Gemara of chiyonchem and adin. What kind of time is that? What happened to Ein Oinchem and Adin? I mean, I hear it's a good Kavachoymer. Ma Pkam Hedit, Kavachoymer, Pkam Gavaya. But what about Oinchem and Adin? The Gemara says, Kosavar Oinchem and Adin. Rav Shimon Baichai holds Oinchem and Adin. By the way, this is Shitas Rav Shimon Ashas. It's a fascinating idea, talked away. Rav Shimon has a Shita, Oinchem and Adin. Says more time, but Rav Shimon Oimer. Rav Shimon said, Mechalos HaShabbos, Nitin Latzila Ben Avshay. That even a Mechalos HaShabbos, you'd kill him so that he shouldn't do what he's about to do. Sovel HaKavro. Pshad is because he holds like his father. The Omar, here's another Tano. He also holds Oinchem and Adin. Va'asmi HaShabbos, Bechil HaKil HaKil HaVaydas Kechav. Meaning he holds, said Oivin HaVaydazar, Nitin Latzila Ben Avshay. As Oivin the Tata, based on the Kavachim, Ayin Oinchem and Adin, he holds Oinchem and Adin. But Rav Lazar Rav Shimon also holds Gzeir Shavah Chil Chil, Chil Shabbos versus the terrible Chil Hashem that someone does when he's Oved Avodah Zarah. So if Avodah Zarah is Ve'elu Henshem Atzil and Oitzem and Avshon, so too as it relates to Shabbos, it's going to be the same thing. So just one more exhale before we start the Sugya. And that is, so it's a Machloikis Tanoim, rather, Mechalas HaShabbos and an Oved Avodah Zarah are Matzil and Oitzah Benafshon or Ein Matzil and Oitzah Benafshon. The Mishnah says not Ein Matzil and Oitzah Benafshon. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon respectively argue. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said Oved Avodah Zarah is Matzil and Oitzah Benafshon, not a Mechal Shabbos. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon was Moisif that Saya Oved Avodah Zarah and Saya Mechal Shabbos. What's the Machlokes Tolian? Sounds like it's Be'ikr Tolian, Oinchem and Adin, or Ein Oinchem and Adin. Chamim hold Ein Oinchem and Adin. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds Oinchem and Adin. What Shaykh is? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that if you're going to kill somebody to prevent Pekam Hedyet, so Kavachomer Pekam Gavaya. The Rabbanu Taina, I hear, it's a great Kavachomer. It's the first of the Yud Gavamid that Shatar in the Dreshes Pem, of Ein Oinchem and Adin. On that, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai responds, Oinchem and Adin. What was Rav Shimon? Also, Oinchem and Adin, he also holds Chil Chil. I saw something very interesting, and really, this is true for all Ein Oinchem and Adins. I saw this in the Torah from the St. Peter Uv. in Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Tzion Chelek Aleph, he brings that he saw a chiddush from the Kli Chemda in his Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. And this is in Simin Mem Tes in Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Tzion. But either way, the Kli Chemda wanted to say a very big chiddush. Right? We've spoken about this so many times recently, so this is a gishmako hisafa. And that is, why is it that Ein Ein Shemen Adin? So Poshup Shad Ein Ein Shemen Adin is because maybe there's a Pirach on the Kal V'Chaim, right? That's the standard classic answer. And it's based on what the Gedolei HaPoskim all said, that Ein Ein Shemen Adin, because maybe there's a percha, right? Per the Gemara, Kedushin Daf Yudah on the days, Muchzakani Ani B'chosh, Atabaki B'chol Chedrei Torah, V'lidrash Kal V'chaim, Yat Yodeya, Reb Chaim Brisk is Vart, that in order to dash on the Kal V'chaim, you have to know how to set up a Kal V'chaim. You also have to make sure there's no percha on the Kal V'chaim. So, ordinarily, Chazal had a certain confidence when they darshan in the Kal V'chaim, right? It's a midah in the Torah, obviously, you'll have to darshan it confidently. You could even be Dan Kavu Chaimer Me'atzmai. But when it came to punishments, then they got a little paranoid. Maybe there's some sort of pircha. We've mentioned the Marsha many times. But either way, listen to a chiddush from the Kli Chemda. He said that I want to say that even though Chazal always say Ein Ein Shemen Adin, could be it's only a Sofik. Could be it's a Sofik. Because really you have a Kavu Chaimer. Norvos, maybe there's a pircha on the Kavu Chaimer. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So he wanted a tuwaif that when it comes to Ein Ein Shemen Adin, it's a merit misafik. Now, in this tshuva from St. Peter Uv, he brings that a Kli Chemda wanted to shtel tzuta Sanhedrin ayin dalar medalar. That even though it's saying the elu she'ein matzilin menafshon when it comes to Mechal Shabbos, even the Zohar, being that it's only based on Ein Ein Shemen Adin, because really there's a Kal V'chaymer, so ayin shom, whatever his nafkamina is. But if you think about it, this is a very, very big chiddush, that Ein Ein Shemen Adin is really only misafik. But if that's the case, Misafik Ein Shemen Adin. Now, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty confident that Brisk they would say, Ein Ein Shemen Adin is a din. There's a din, Ein Ein Shemen Adin. Meaning, you want to know why Ein Ein Shemen Adin? You want to know why the reason this is one of the laws in the Shulchan Aruch of a Kal V'chaymer? It's based on the fact that maybe there's a pircha. A behind was neschadish, a din, that Ein Ein Shemen Adin. And it's not Misafik Ein Ein Shemen Adin, it's Mivadai Ein Ein Shemen Adin. But either way, this is a thought-provoking shayla, that when it comes to every Ein Ein Shemen Adin, if it's all based on, I don't know, it's based on a suffix, right? The Marsha. What was the Marsha's Pshayla Ein Ein Shemen Adin? Maybe he needs Zayin HaShachomer. Maybe not. I mean, you don't know. So being that it's all based on suffix, so you can make the argument that every single Ein Ein Shemen Adin in the Torah is Merenish Misafik. If it's Misafik, you can always look at it two ways, right? There's a lot to work with if you're going to tell me such a chiddush. Chura, it's a very, very big chiddush. But at the same time, it's a Kli Chemda V'ruyin Advarim L'misha Amram. Also, the same Peter Ruv, V'ruyin Advarim L'misha Amram. And we are now going to begin the next part of the sugyas here and end the Perek Ben Soiru Moir, which requires no introduction. The words themselves are the Hakdama. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rab Yechanan, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadok. So there's a lot of Amar Rab Yechanan's Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yehoi, and there's a lot of Amar Rab Yechanan's Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadok. This is Amar Rab Yechanan, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadok. Nimnu Vegamru, they took a vote, and they came to the following resolution, Ba'aliyas Beis Nitzah Balut. In the attic of the house of Nitzah, this was a very prominent person, Rashi says, Shei Moish, in the city of Lut. Okay, what was this resolution? What did they vote on, and what did they come out with? Kol Averis Shebetoiro, as it relates to all Averis in the Torah. If they would tell a person, Avor, violate this Averis, Va'al Teharik, somebody puts a gun to your head, and he says, Eat Chazer, or I'll kill you, right? Or, Eat Chazer, and I won't kill you. Or do this, be Mechal Shabbos, otherwise, I'm going to kill you. So Yavar, you do the Aveir, Va'al Yehari, you don't let yourself die. Chutz me Avodas Kechavim, Gila Raya Shvichazdam. With the exception of three, Avodas Kechavim, Gila Raya Shvichazdam. So when it comes to all Aveiris in the Torah, Im Oymrim Lo Adam Avar, Va'al Tehari, Yavar Va'al Yehari. No, do the Aveir, you're crazy, don't be a Chassid Shaita. But when it comes to Avodas Zorah, Gila Raya Shvichazdam, these are the three cardinal sins, these are the three most chamer Aveiris in the Torah, there the halacha is, Ye Oreg Va'al Yehavar. Faith to Gemara. Let's get right in. Avodas Kechavim, is that true? That when it comes to Avodas Kechavim, Avodas Zorah, it's Yehorig Va'al Yehavar? Is that true? It's not Yavar Va'al Yehavar, but Tanya Relin to the Braise. Om Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Sabinayin Shem, Om Rabbi Adam, Avodas Kechavim, Va'al Tehorig. How do you know that if they tell a person, If not, I'm going to kill you. How do you know that the person should be Oved Avodah Zarah and not allow himself to get killed? Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, V'chai Behem, and we learn from there, V'loi Sheyam Uspam. So this Pasuk of V'chai Behem is a very important Pasuk in the Sukkah. It says, U'shmartem es chukoisai, V'es mishpatai, Asheyasa oisam ha'odam, V'chai Behem ani Hashem. Said Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah said, V'chai Behem. The mitzvahs were given to you to give you life, not to give you death. And as a result, if it's going to be a situation of observing the Torah or losing your life, Shmuel continued and said, I would think that this should be true even if it's happening in a public spectacle. Talmud Loimar, it says in the Torah, and we learn from there that there's a concept of don't be mechal Hashem Shemaim, make a Kiddush Hashem, and to the extent that this is happening, so now there's a Kiddush Hashem component. We're going to see on Amud Beis that if 10 people witness it, so now this falls into a whole other category. It's a sugi of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, then it's already going to be different. But what do you see from this braisa? Rabbi Shmuel holds that Avodah Zarah is not Yehorik Val Yavar Faker. It's Yavar Val Yehorik. So, Frank the Gemara, Nimnu Vagamru, they came out that Kol Aver Sheba Torah is Yavar Val Yehorik with the exception of Avodah Zarah Gilarai Shvichazom. How could you say Avodah Zarah? I mean, you'd think Avodah Zarah is the most chamer of all the Averis. But Lemais, Rabbi Shmuel said that from Vachai Behem we learn that Avodah Zarah is Yavar Val Yehorik. So the Gemara says, I hear, you want to know what the Nimnu V'gamru was? It's because they held like Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya learned to the Brayis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, it says in the Torah, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Me'oidecha. Nemer V'chol Nafshecha, said Rabbi Eliezer, if it says V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Nafshecha, Lomen Nemer V'chol Me'oidecha, what does V'chol Nafshecha mean? V'chol Nafshecha means that you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your entire life. What does b'chol mo'idecha mean? With all your money. So said Rabbi Eliezer, if it says you have to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with your life, then certainly with your money, then never b'chol mo'idecha. He actually went the other way as well. If it says you have to be willing to sacrifice all your money for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then lama never b'chol nafshecha. Means why does it say b'chol nafshecha b'chol mo'idecha? So said Rabbi Eliezer, very simple. Because there are people that they like themselves more than they like their money. If you're one of those people, that if it's a question of your money or your life, you would take your life. Okay, good. So you have to know. You have to be ready to give up your life. And let's say you have a person where if you tell him your money or your life, he says, I want my money because I like my money better than my life. There's a famous Vulnagayan on this, not for now. But either way, so if a person loves his money more, what does it mean you love your money more than your life? It's a hard thing to understand. But if you have such a person, but the bottom line is what do you see that Rabbi Eliezer held that V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha. And if that's the case, this is a raya that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's Yehorik Val Yavar. Now, there's no mention in this pasuk V'haftas Hashem Elokecha to Avodah Zarah. So where do you even see Avodah Zarah? So Rashi, Dibra Maschel V'haftas Hashem Elokecha says, Mashma Shaloi Temirenu V'Avodah Zkechamim. The pasuk is Mashma that you don't switch HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your Avodah Zarah. V'haftas Hashem Elokecha means the most fundamental connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not Avodah Zarah. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that you're right. Rabbi Shmuel held that Avodah Zarah is Yavar Val Yehorik. Rabbi Eliezer held not that way. And Val Zeh Nemar, the Nimnu V'Gamru was like Rabbi Eliezer. By the way, the Rishonim say that was goof for the Nimnu V'Gamru maybe. Right? Nimnu V'Gamru sounds like they were voting. What were they voting on? I mean, it sounds like there was some confusion. Oh, it makes a lot of sense. There was Rabbi Shmuel who held that Avodah Zarah is Yavar Val Yehorik, right? So this is maybe part and parcel of the Nimnu V'Gamru. Nimnu V'Gamru that Talach is like Rabbi Eliezer, which in itself is a Chiddush, because usually Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. Oh, but Nimnu V'Gamru that Talach is giving me like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's not going to be like Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Gila Arayas V'Shvichas Damim. What's the Makar that Gila Arayas and Shvichas Damim are also Yehorik Val Yavar? Meaning, we just mentioned that the Makar that Avodah Zarah is Yehorik Val Yavar is V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Nafshecha. So how do you know Gila Arayas Shvichas Damim? The Gemara says, Kid Rebbe. Tanya Bilin Tere Brayis. Rebbe Yami Rebbe says, it says, Ki Kasha Yochum Ish Arei Eyu U'Ritzachoy Nefesh Kena Dover Azeh. Where's this pasuk? If it sounds familiar, this was yesterday's daf. Right, this is the pasuk that talks about a person that was Ma'anes a Naira Murasa. So we only killed the man, Obevel a Naira Leisasa Dover, right? In La Naira Chit Moves, why ki kashe yoko nisha re'er, it's okay nefesh, kein adav razeh. Said, Rabbi, we know this price of chimal, amandam reitzeach. Right, what exactly did reitzeach, meaning what exactly is the mashal here? We said, this is the dumna magad's mashal, but the mashal has to give you some teisefes beer. It's not clear what teisefes beer there is over here. Me'ata said, Rabbi, I raise a bottle of lami v'nim tzolami. This pasuk mentions reitzeach as if it's coming to teach me something to naira murasa, but really v'nim tzolami, it's the other way around. How so? Makit reitzeach, naira murasa. Ma, naira murasa, nit just like the Naim Rasas, Nitan Latzil Benafshoi, right? Ain Moshiach law. After a tech, Nitan Latzil Benafshoi, Smoti Reitzech, Nitan Latzil Benafshoi. This is the Makar that a Roy the Vachaber, the Harga, Nitan Latzil Benafshoi. But this is the Sefer, this we need for today. The first part we needed for yesterday. This we need for today. Umakish Naira Murasal Reitzech. Additionally, we're Makish Naira Murasal to the Reitzech. Ma Reitzech, just like the Reitzech, is your Harg Val Yavar, it's your Harg Val Yavar, Af Naira Murasal, so too Naira Murasal is Te Harg Val Tavar. So we do learn something from Reitzeach to Naira Murasa. There is something that Reitzeach teaches me about Naira Murasa. And that is, just like Reitzeach is Yehorig Val Yavar, so too Naira Murasa is Yehorig Val Yavar. But the Gemara says, Reitzeach Gufa Minolan. Okay, we're getting places, but we're still not there. What is the Makar that Reitzeach Gufa is Yehorig Val Yavar? So the Gemara says, ah, that you don't need the Makar. Svaru, it's so obvious. Dahudas al Kami de Rav, because there was someone that came to Rav of Amalei, and he told him, Amalei Mari du Roy, Zil Katle Laplanya. So the Puritz, Rashi says, right? Odoin Iri. Doesn't say Puritz Palaz, but it's Puritz Palaz, right? The master of the city. He came to me and he said, go kill Ployni, the Eloi, and if you don't, Katli Loch, I'm going to kill you. So he goes to Rav and he says, Rav, what should I do? Amalei, so Rav told him, Lik Teluch, you have to allow yourself to get killed. Veloi Siktu, you cannot kill. Because Mi Yemar, the Dama Didach Sumiktve, who says that your blood is any redder than the other guy's blood? Maybe Fakir, the other guy's life is worth more than your life. And it's for that reason you have no right to kill him. So the fact that Shvichas Damim Reitzeach is Yehorig Val Yavar, that's Pashat. That's something I know, Misvara. From the Hekish of Ki Kashi Yokum Misha Reyeh Ritzach Nefesh Kein Adavar Azeh, I know the same as Shufa Naira Hamurasa, which means all Gilei Arayis. So I know Shvichas Damim, I know Gilei Arayis. How do I know Avodah Zarah? That's Avodah Zarah. And by the way, Rabbi Shmuel argues that it relates to Avodah Zarah. He holds v'chai behem that even when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the halacha is going to be yavar v'al yehar. So let's just come up for breath for 1 second. We just learned now 10 of the most yisoidistic lines in Shas. And that is the ikar makar to the halacha of yavar v'al yehoreg and yehoreg v'al yavar. Right, kol aver shabatayra imayim le adam aver val tehori yaver val yahar. Chutz me mezchom gilash vichas domim. But here it's going to be different. What is the makar? So the Gemara says the makar is avodah zarah v'avtsham lekech v'chol nafshecha. Ironically, it's shitas Rabbi Eliezer who ordinarily is shamuti. Roitzeach is a svara. My chazis the domim didach samktve dilma domim dahu gaver samktve. And as it relates to Naira Murasa, it's based on a Hekish. Makish Reitzeach le Naira Murasa. Kashiyokim Isha Re'eh Ritzach HaNefesh Kein Adover Azeh. And this is the Makar to the three cardinal sins. This is the Makar that it's these three Averis that are Yehorig Val Yavar. Now, just to be clear, you see the Gemara brought a Makar to it, right? It's not like you say, what if it's so obvious? Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Damim, these are the three most Chomer Degah Averis in the Torah. That's not what it is. Now, of course, there is a lot of that underlying these sources, meaning at the end of the day, what's pshat, right? What is the pshat? What's the time of the krah? So of course, it's based on the chomer of Avodah Zarah, and it's based on the chomer of Avodah Zarah, of Gilei Arayis, and it's based on the chomer of Shvichas Damim. But in terms of the makar, the Gemara didn't just say svaruhu. Gemara said svaruhu as it relates to Shvichas Damim. There's a svaruhu in my chazes. But when it comes to really understanding these three, it's all based on Limudim. Now, what's interesting is, what the Gemara didn't say, is what's the Makar that all the other Averis in the Torah are Yavar Val Yehari? What's the Makar to that? We have a Makar to the three Averis that are Yehari Val Yavar. As if to say, the given is, you wake up in the morning, it's Yavar Val Yehari. Unless proven otherwise. Three times I could prove otherwise. My chaz is the Domidi Dachsum Mekvei, Dilma Domidi Deisam Mekvei, and the Hekesh. Okay, but Hagufa, had you know when you woke up in the morning that everything else was Yavar Val Yehari? I don't know, if the Torah says you have to keep Torah mitzvahs, maybe you have to keep Torah mitzvahs. So if you look at Rashi, right in the beginning of the sukkah, Dibra Maschel Yavar Val Yehari, Rashi says, because it says, V'chai behem v'loy shiyamos behem. So Rashi says that the Makar to the Iker Din of Yavar Val Yehari is learned out from a pasuk in the Torah, because it says V'chai behem. It says V'chai behem. And v'chaybem is the makar to yavor v'al. Now, based on that, I would think it's always true. Kamash Blon, these three exceptions, based on the limudim. And really, the makar to Rashi is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that even avodah zarah is yavor v'al yahori. And how does he know it? From v'chaybem. Meaning, v'chaybem means everything. Oh, by the way, it also means avodah zarah. Now, we hold that avodah zarah not, based on Rabbi Eliezer. And we also hold shvichas domin and kilarayis not, based on the svara and the hekish. All good. But what? As it relates to everything else, as it relates to where there are no exceptions to the rule, for that already there's going to be v'chaybem. This is what Rashi says, and this is, I think, the pashup shot, right? You ask yeshiva bach and yeshiva, what's the makar tiyav v'yahar? You'll say v'chaybem v'loishiyam v'spem. It's enough in a Rashi here, Sanhedrin ayin dalanam and half. Stating that, toisvis, and it's the bottom toisvis on daf ayin dalanam and beis. It's a two-line toisvis, and again, the cheshbon of the Gemara over there. But toisvis over there says that I'm not sure that's true. It could be the fact that kol aver shebetayr is yav v'yahar, something you know in Svara. And Svara, meaning you don't need v'chaybehem for that. What, you have a havamina, you have to give up your life to do a mitzvah nechtesi. Why should you have to give up your life? I don't need a v'chaybehem to tell me, says Tosfos, stating that, you see Chazal worked with the v'chaybehem. And the reason they worked with the v'chaybehem is because once I know that avodah zarah gila raish v'chaz dam and the din is yaharga v'al yavar, if I wouldn't have a limud of v'chaybehem, I would think maybe we should learn all other tayag mitzvahs from those three mitzvahs. Now you're going to tell me that more chomer, I hear. You'd have to get very fancy with all the limudim here. But the bottom line is, the reason is the v'chaybehem, says Tosfos, is not to teach me the ikur din of yavar v'al yaharik. The ikur din of yavar v'al yaharik is in milsat tolya besvara. He says, you want to know why you have to come on to the Chaybehem? It's because without the Chaybehem, I would learn it out from all those other three places. So to tell me not to learn it from those three places, that's why you have a Chaybehem. But this goes down. This is the Aleph Beis of the Sugya. This is even before you start. Machloik is Rashi and Tosfos. What is the Makar to the basic halach of Yavav Yoharik? Rashi says, it's learned out from the Chaybehem. Tosfos says that I think it's a Milsa Tali Besvara. The only reason we have a Chaybehem is to neutralize the three exceptions so that you shouldn't learn from there. But really, it's something that I know misfar. L'may nafkamina? Oh, so there's already nafkaminas in the world of rape. But the bottom line is it something that I know intuitively, or is it something that I needed a pasuk for? That is the shaila. Either way, the Gemara now is going to take the sugya to another dimension, as we're about to say. Ki asa ravdimi am rabyech. Ravdimi came married to Sralta Bavel. He reported so many things in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is one of them. He said, "Lo yishanu this halacha of kol aver shebetayra im oimrim lo adam aver v'atahare yaver v'yahare chutz v'vayzor kidoash shvichas damim." This is only true shaloi b'shas gzeiras hamalchus. If there was no gzeiras hamalchus, like there's no gzeira, no shas hashmad, where Jews are not allowed to do this mitzvah, it's like a punk thing. Somebody comes to you and he says, "For whatever reason, eat this nevela or I'll kill you." But if it's a shas gzeiras hamalchus, where there's gzeiras, where there's decrees, you can't do this, you can't do that, afilu mitzvah kala yehorig val yaver. Even for a mitzvah kala, the halacha is yehorig val yaver. Why? So if you look at the last Rashi on the Amid, Rashi says shele yargilu oiv dekechavim lahamriches alavav eslakach, because you don't want to give in to them. Because if you're going to give in to them, they're going to continue doing it. So they're trying to extort you with your life. And you have no choice. You have to give yourself up for the greater good. Right? This is similar to Ein Poydin Es HaShvuyim, Yasim Ikdei Demeyim. There's such a concept. So, Shulei Yargilu O'ev Dekechavim, Lahamrich Es HaLevav Es Lokach. So therefore, you give yourself up. Another Memro Ki Yosu Rabban Am Rabbi Yochanan. So one was Rav Dimi, and like it always is, the other one is Rav, and he comes back and he says in the name Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Shulei B'Shas Kseris Malchus. Even if it's Shulei B'Shas Kseris Malchus, meaning it's not a Shas Hashmat. Loi Amru, the only time the halacha of Yavr Val Yehoreg, with the exception of the big three, is true, is Ela B'Tzina. It's only if it happened B'Tzina. Avu B'Far Hesya, but if it's B'Far Hesya, which we'll see on our base, means in front of 10 Jews, Afilu Mitzvah Kala, even if it's a Mitzvah Kala, Yehoreg. So two tremendous exceptions to the rule. The first is Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan. The second one is Rav Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan said it's only true Shaloi B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus Avu B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus Afilu Mitzvah Kalo. Rav said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's only true if it's Betzina, but if it's Farhesya, then already it's going to be different. Now, we explained, Rashi did, Pshat in Rav Dimi. Pshat in Rav Dimi is, Shalei Argilu Oiv Dekechav. Right? That's why, even though it defies the basic laws, but Shalei Argilu Oiv Dekechav. What's Pshat in Ravin? Robin's making a distinction. Not is it a shas hashmat, not a shas. It's not a shas hashmat. But he's saying there's a nafkamina if it's betzin or if it's befarhesia. Why does that even matter? So it's mavur on amid beis, even though Rashi doesn't speak it out right here. But it's mavur on amid beis that the reason is because if it's befarhesia, so there's a question of kiddush Hashem, and that's a whole different world. There's a mitzvah in the Torah v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Hei and Reish Tzadik Vav, respectively, in the Sefer HaChinuch. So there's mitzvahs not to make a chilul Hashem and to be mekadosh Hashem Shemai. So what does it mean to make a chilul Hashem, kiddush Hashem, right? These are words that are thrown around very, very loosely. But in a very, very technical, academic sense, if there's a situation where in a public spectacle someone says, I want you to do this Aveira, you don't do the Aveira. Even if it means at the cost of your life. And for care, if you have an opportunity to give up your life, you just died al kiddush Hashem. All this is the spitz kiddush Hashem. You just died al kiddush Hashem. And it doesn't matter what mitzvah is. For care, I feel a mitzvah kala. So it's a whole different Indian. Rav Dimi is talking about Robin's talking about a din d'oraisa. He's talking about the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Either way, we're going to get back to this in a second. Zok to Gemara, my mitzvah kala. So Rav Dimi and Robin both said there are times even for a mitzvah kala it's yarg v'al yaver. What's the definition of mitzvah kala? Omer Rav bar Rav Yitzchok, Omer Rav. As we turn the page, they gave the most interesting answer for what a mitzvah kala is. Afilu l'shnuye arkas oda basan. That's machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly this means? Rashi says that the yidin and the Oivde Kechavim, they used to tie their shoelaces a little bit differently. So if what you were forced to do was tie your shoelace, like an Eina Yehudi, when you're a Yid, you give up your life. You give up your life. If it's a Shas HaShmat, or even Shalev Shas HaShmat, if it's Bifar Hasya. Taisvis brings from Rabbi, says that it's based not on how they tied the shoes, but it was the color of the shoes or the color of the shoelaces. Either way, it's a kala, right? This is like a kala shep a kala. It's mamish, the smallest of small things, and that is the whole point of the Gemara. Afilu ishnuye arkas of the Masano, even the Salach. Says Gemara, another thing that we have to figure out. Become a farhesia. What's the definition of farhesia? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, ein farhesia p'chusim me'asor b'nei Adam. At the very least, 10 people. Zok Gemara, pshita, that's pashit, Yisrael b'nin. I mean, you have to have 10 Jews. The chesiv, because the pasuk says, v'nekdashni b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, it's not pasha to me. It's Tishi Yisrael v'Nachri Echamal. What would be if you have 9 Yidin and you have 1 Nachri? What would be that loch over there? Meaning, is it enough that 9 out of the 10 are Jews, or do you need all 10 of them? So the Gemara says, Toshma, the Tani Raviana, Yachud Rabchi Barapa, Asya Toich Toich. You have learned from Gzeir Shav. Ksiv Hach, it says over here, v'Nektashu B'Soich B'Nei Yisrael. That's by the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. V'Ksiv Hasim, and it says, by the Meraglim, he bodlu mi Toicha Eda Azois. That get away from the Eda. It's referring to the 10 bad Meraglim, right? With the exception of Kalev ben Yefune and Yeshua Menon. And Malahal and Asara, there it was 10, Vikulu Yisrael, but they were all Yidden. Avkana, Sara, Vikulu Yisrael, so to here, 10, Vikulu Yisrael. By the way, this is the Gemara from where Moshe said his very important tshuva, Shehutzrach Ledairis, and that is that someone that's a mummer, and someone that doesn't conduct himself like a Yid, but if he is a Yid, he's Mitzdar Flaminian. And his raya was, because this pasuk of an Ektashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael is talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but this is also the makar that Ein Dovish HaBekdush HaPachas Me'asar. The halacha minyan you learn from here, and the Gemara learns it, toich toich, from the Meraglim. And the Meraglim, when Mardim U'Poshim says Ramosha, right, Ramosha says things about the Meraglim that Ramosha wouldn't say, we would never say. But either way, Ramosha spoke very harshly about the Meraglim. So he says, if they consider 10 Yidin, then there's no question if someone's Mechal Shabbos and different people, this is a very important tshuva that Yidin and certainly Mekarvim have to be Soimachon. But this was Ramosha's tshuva, and it's really based on this Gemara right here, because see, the Gemara was so nuanced in terms of what we learn out. Right? One guy not, because what I mean, it was 10 Yidin. So you see, whatever the Mekar is there, that is going to be the makar to minyan akala terekula, and it's for that reason this is the way it is going to be. Either way, zok to Gemara Vayta. So we just said a very, very big chiddush, right? We just said that even though kolmitz shabbat toyer amid lo adam avrav, yeah, do the avera, I'm going to kill you. Yeah, but there's two exceptions. One is if it's a shas hashmad, even a mitzvah kala, a filu shnei arkset masana, and the other one is if it's going to be a farhasi. Freik Gemara, one of the most famous kashas in shas, and this is very much Rosh Chodesh Adar, since very much dava b'itay matay. Freik Gemara, v'ha Esther farhasi havai. Everyone knows the Purim story, and in the Purim story, Esther marries Achashverosh. Esther's marrying Achashverosh. How was she allowed to do that? L'chayr, she's doing an avera. She's living with an Eina Yehudi. Now, you're going to tell me that, okay, Yavr Vayohare, but if Ravin's right, that wherever it's Befarhesia, Afilu Mitzvah Kala, so at the end of the day, how could Esther Befarhesia have been allowed to marry Achashverosh? And for the Gemara, two terutzim. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Esther Karka Oilam Oysa. Esther was Karka Oilam. What does it mean, Karka Oilam? So the short answer is, Zokrashi, Eina Oysa Maisa. Because who oisa maisa? In a maisa bia, the man is doing the maisa, the woman is not doing the maisa. And even though the Gemara always refers to the woman's role as a maisa, the nichrisu anafasha is ha oisa, it's a pasuk in the Torah, but that's only because she has hanah, so it's nechshav like a maisa, but really she's not doing a maisa. So being that Esther was karka oilam, she's considered passive in this act, in this aveira, so the only time there's a halacha of yehorek v'ayavar is if you're doing a maisa. But being that Esther was Karka Oil wasn't a problem. This is Abaya's test. Rava said, Hanos Atzman Shaini. There it's different. Because there, the reason Achashverosh was doing this, why do you want to marry Esther? Because Vahanairo is Yefas Toyer, Vyefas Marit. That's why he was doing it. He was doing it Lahanos Atzmoy. And being that he was doing it Lahanos Atzmoy, you don't have to give up your life if it's Lahanos Atzmoy. Meaning, if the purpose, the objective of the Eini Yehudi is to make you do an Aver, that's his intent. That's his end game. So then, okay, that's when these sugis apply. But if what he's doing is for his own anah, then these things do not apply. And Rava said, I'll prove it. It's not that way. Hani kvaki v'dimuniki. Hichi avinonu. How you let to give the goyim kvaki and dimuniki? So what exactly is this? So Rashi says that the context to this is, it was the Yom Edom. It was like the chag, the holidays of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And they used to take these candelabras and these leichters, and they would light a whole bunch of lights. And all the people would give them these candelabras. And the Yidden were forced to do it as well. So the kash is, how was the Yidden allowed to do it? L'chayra, it should be a problem. It should be an issue. Now, why is it an issue? Why is it an issue? It's not a way to Zara, right? If a Yid gives a guy this candle, it's not a way to Zara. So the Rishonim says, Lifnei Ivel Eisi Temichshol, right? See the whole first parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. That's the answer. Okay, that's not Yehorek V'Yavar. It's true, but it's Befarhesia. So it's Befarhesia, how you're allowed to do it. So said, Rava must be Elanos Atzman Shaini, because they wanted it not to make the Yid be Oiver Lifnei Ivel. They wanted it. They want lights for themselves. It's Anos Atzman. So Nahochanami, Anos Atzman Shaini, it's going to be different. So Rava Ozer Rava Latoni. You know, Rava if Goy goes over to Yid and he says, I want you to be koitzer, I want you to cut some tfuah out of the ground and I want you to feed it to my animals. And if you don't do that, kotil nolach, I'm going to kill you. So what should you do? Liktol, v'loy, liktolay. What you should do is you should cut the tefuah and don't allow yourself to get killed. But let's say he says, I want you to cut it and throw it into the nahar. Then liktol evelay liktol. Then you have to allow yourself to get killed. My timer, what's the difference? If he's telling you cut it and feed it to my animals, he's doing it for his own personal anah. He's doing it for his personal anah. So anah satsman, this halacha doesn't apply. If, however, he says that I want you to take this now and throw it into the nahar, then he's doing it to make you be over on your mitzvah. If he's trying to get you to be over on the das, so then already all these sugyas are going to apply. So let's just come off a breath for a second. And that is, so we're learning the sugya of Yavr Vayahore, Yehorek Vayavr. And what we see is that there's three real components to the sugya. There's the classic sugya, the basic generic halacha, and that is, if a guy comes over to you and he says that I'm stronger than you, I'm bigger than you, I'm going to kill you unless you do this Avera. Kol Avera Shebetayra, Yavar Val Yehoreg, with the exception of the Gimel Averas Chamuras. Why Kol Avera Shebetayra, Yavar Val Yehoreg? Toys says, you know, in Sfara, Rashi says, V'chai Ben V'loi Sheyomus Ben. What are the three exceptions? Avet Zorgi Lash Shvich HaZomim. Why are they exceptions? V'al Sham L'kach V'chol Nafshecha. Shvich HaZomim is a Sfara, and there's a Hekish between Gilei Arayis and Shvich HaZomim, right? That's the way it is. This is your classic halach of Yehorek Vayavar. Then you have a shas hashman. Whole different sugya. You have a shas hashman. What happens if there's a shas hashman? There's a time where the goyim are making gzeiros. This is not some one-off event. But this is a decree where the goyim are making gzeiros. It's a whole different sugya. Ki also Rav Dimi Omer, Rav Yoichanan, he said, oh, this gzeiros going on. Everything is Yehorek Vayavar. Afilu ha-mitzvah kala. It's a whole different Indian. It's a different Indian. There's no shaykhis. Ay, v'chaydin, no shaykh. No, shaloy lahamrach. It feels intense, feels a little cruel, but this is the way it is. You have no choice. And then there's a third sugya. It's not a
Shas Hashmat. But what's happening is happening b'farhesia. I mean, it could be a one-off, but it's happening b'farhesia. Oh, it's happening b'farhesia. Now there's a mitzvah v'nektash b'soich b'nei Yisrael. That's a whole different Indian. V'nektash b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Farhesia means 10 Jews, not even 9. No, it has to be 10 b'seider. They could be goyim. I mean, it could be rishayim, but 10 Jews nonetheless. Has to be 10 Jews. Then already there's a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And there too the halach is. I feel arkus at the masani. Even if it's a mitzvah kalah, the halach is going to be yehorig vayavar. So again, if we walk away with nothing other than this, Sanhedrin tafayin dalet, I think dayenu. It's clear. Because this sugya comes up so often in Shas, certainly so often in Reid. There's a regular Tuesday, one-off event. There's a Shas HaShmad, and then there's Farhesia. Three different inyanim. Regular Tuesday, that's the Gimel Averes Chamuris. Yavre Vayahore, with the exception of the big three. There's a Shas HaShmad, then everything is Yehorig Vayavar, even if it's a mitzvah kala, and it's based on a svara. And then the Farhesia, that's also based on a whole other inyan. Because there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Kiddush Hashem. Either way, we're going to go weiter, which means we're going to blow off a very, very big Tosfos. Tosfos for Esther Farhesia Havoy. Right? It's famous because it's in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It's probably a little bit more famous from Gittin Daf Gimel Amud Beis Velidrish Lehuda Ayin Ashari. This is a Tosfos that a yeshiva you spend a month on. But either way, what's the ikker part of Tosfos? Right? We have raid bites on this. Ayin Shom. But what's the ikker part of Tosfos? Tosfos asks a kasha that the Gemara said, Ki osu Rav Rabbi Yochanan, that when it comes to Befarhesi, afilu on a mitzvah kala, the din is, Yorg Val Yavar, fake the Gemara, what? Farhesia? What about Esther? As if to say, without Ravin, there's no cash with Esther. What do you mean? Esther's not given Gilead Arias. So why do you need Esther Farhesia? Typically, Esther was Gilead Arias. And this is where Rabbeinu Tam said his most famous chiddush, maybe from all the Rabbeinu Tams, and Shorin Yeshiva. And that is, right, this is up there with the Shkir Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the same kind and the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Mamish up there. But either way, said Rabbeinu Tam, a chiddush, that it could be that if an Eishes Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael is nivela to a goy, it's not Maisavir. It's not Gili Arayas, because Zirma Susim, Zirmasam, it's not a Maisavir. The raid on this, but the bottom line, it's real Purim sugya, by the way. And I mean, obviously it's Purim, but this is like real Purim lomdus. Not for now, we are going to go back to Zok Dumar, by my name, Rab Ami. So the Bnei Yeshiva, they asked Rab Ami a question, Ben Noyach, Mitzuva al Kedushas Hashem, or Ein Mitzuva al Kedushas Hashem. So if the Gemara went to declare this, the Michas Chinuch would declare this, right? We're going to get to the Michas Chinuch soon. But this is the Gemara Shailuk, Ben Noyach, Mitzuva al Kedushas Hashem, or Ein Mitzuva al Kedushas Hashem. Like, well, how does a Ben Noyach? He has Shevin Mitzvah Bnei Noyach. By the way, all Shem Mitzvah Neinayach are very intense. Azarasim, Zuim, Musasim, everything. So, like, how does he view this also? Rabbi, it's a Tashma. It's a Pashteraya. I don't even know why we're having this discussion. Shevim Mitzvah Sitzdavu Bnei Neinayach. Vim Isa, Tamni Havyon. Why is it only seven? It should be eight. Amalei Ravas. Ravas said, no, that's not a Kasha. Because it could be the seven is Inu V'cholab Israel. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that there's a mitzvah of Yehorik Val Yavar when it comes to the Shevim Mitzvah Bnei Neinayach, so that would be included in each one, meaning dinim, and you have to give your life up. Gilad Rayas, and you have to give your life up. So I don't think it counts as a separate mitzvah. That's not such a raya. So the Gemara says, I hear my aviyolo. What's the bottom line? Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava, Amri Bei Rav Ksit. We know it from the following pasuk. And this is a pasuk in Melachim Beis, Perikei, pasuk Yud Ches. The pasuk says, L'adover azeh yisach Hashem la'avdecho. Bevoya doini base remoin lehishtacha voishama vahu nishan al yadi vehishtacha vesi. So the context over there is that Naaman comes to Elisha and he tells him that, you know, my master, Elisha, you should forgive me because I was forced into being oved avodah zarah. Because what happened was I was together with the king, together with Adoini, in Beis Rimon, this is some place of avodah zarah, vahu nishan al yadi, and the king was leaning on me. And I had to help him bow down. And when I helped him bow down, I also bowed down. So I was like, shtick alayvi avodah zarah, but forgive me because I'm not really doing avodah zarah anymore, and forgive me. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, Elisha forgave him. V'yayim aloi leich l'shalim. Now, v'im isa, if you're going to tell me that a ben noyach is muzer on this inyan, Naaman is a guy, but what do you mean he was an oinus? You're an oinus? What happened to Yehorig Val Yavar? Leimolei. Right, v'im isa, loi leimolei. You should have told him that this is not okay. Why is he telling him leich l'shalim? So the fact that Naaman gets away with being because he was like forced into it. Oh, it's a riot. There's no riot. But the Gemara says, no, there's no riot. Why? Because Habitzina, Habifarhesia. That was a Maisa Bitzina. We're not clearing Bitzina. We're clearing something else. We want to know what would be the halacha of Bifarhesia. And the truth is, this last line of Gemara, Rashi really spoke out in the beginning of the Sugya. I mean, beginning of this little sugya, and really what emerges very, very clearly is the whole shailam the Gemara, or whether Ben Noach is mitzvah al Kedushas Hashem, or it's not mitzvah al Kedushas Hashem, is negay where it's befarhesya. That's the shaila. The shaila is where it's befarhesya. Where it's befarhesya, because we said there's three sugyas in this Indian, right? There's a regular Tuesday, and then there's a shas hashman, and then there's befarhesya. From the Gemara, certainly from the Maskanas of Gemara, is that the shaila over here is in a farhesiya sense, and therefore you can't be pushing anything from the Maisa of Nava, because the Maisa of Nava wasn't the farhesiya. By the way, maybe there were people there, but we said, what does farhesiya mean? 10 Jews. Even for a Ben Noach, it would have to be 10 Jews. It's interesting, right? But even for a Ben Noach, it would have to be 10 Jews, and the Maisa, there were no 10 Jews in the base Rimoyin, and this Avodah Zarah, and it's for that reason you can't bring Rayas from here. We're going to get back to this. Let's just finish the parak. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Maisa, there was a story about Adam Echad. There was an Adam Echad who saw an Isha Achas, the Hello Libaitina, and he very much wanted to do an Aveira with her, and because of that, he became sick. They went to the doctors, for Umar, and the doctor said, the only way this person could have a refuah is if this man is going to be Baal, this Isha, over whom he is chayva. Amru chachamim, so they asked the rabbis, and the chachamim said, yomus v'alti ba'alai. So then the doctor said, there's another etza. Tamig l'fon of aruma, if she's going to stand in front of him undressed, that's also going to work. So they said, yomus let him die, v'al tamig l'fon of aruma. But then they said, tesaperim me'acheri agedah, even if she talks to him, me'acheri, he doesn't even have to see her, that might also save his life. Yomus let tesaperim me'acheri agedah. So the Gemara says, please, Rabbi Yaakov, read it, Rabbi Shmuel Manachin. There was a machloikis, amiram, we don't know who said what, about some of the specifics and the nuances of the story. Chadama one said Eish HaSish, so this one was an Eish HaSish. Chadama, the other one said Pnuya HaSish, meaning the woman that this man was sick over, some said was Eish HaSish, others said she was a Pnuya. Bishlam, the Gemara says, the man Eish HaSish, Bishlam, behold, she was an Eish HaSish, then I understand the story. Why? Because she's an Eish HaSish, it's Yehoreg Val Yaver, so that's why you can't do an Aveir. El, the man of a Pnuya HaSish, but according to man, it says Pnuya HaSish, Michael Ehai, right, what's this whole Indian over here? If she's a Pnuya, so why is it? So the Gemara says, Rapapa, I'm Rapapa, Samishum Kamish. It's because the family was going to be very embarrassed, right? It's just embarrassing for this woman's family that she would have to engage in something like this. You're not mechuyev to embarrass yourself to save somebody else's life. Fascinating concept that we have to get back to. Rav Acha Breda, Rav Ika Amar, Kidei Shem Lo Yehu B'Noi Yisrael Prutzes Barayis. Because it's a Maisa Pritzos, very understandable, and it's for that reason you can't afraid the Gemara. But if you hold that she was a Pnuya, for Linzaba Mintzav, let him marry her. Gemara says, let me ask for Daite. Because this person was such a Chayla that had he done that, it wouldn't have helped him. Kidei Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yisrael, Yitzchak, Sem Yenchuk, HaBeis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitla Tam Bia, Vinitna lo'ivrei avera. So the tambia was taken away and it was given to the ivrei avera. Rashi says that the tambia of ivrei avera is much stronger than the tambia bein ishla ishtai. And this person needed the tambia of iser. That was the only thing that was going to save his life. It wasn't just the tambia. It had to be the tambia be'isner, because miyom shachar beis hamikdash nitla tambia v'nitla evri avera. Shenema, how do you know this? The pasuk says mayim genuvim yom taku v'lechem sasarim yidnam, and from there you see that there's a concept of mayim genuvim, there's a concept of lechem sasarim, and that's what this person needed in order for him to do an avera. It's for that reason this was not going to work. Hadron aloch. Wow. Ben Soyrimer. Now, incidentally, so preparing the daf and going through this famous Gemara here on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, it reminded me of the Maisa of Nosen Ditzutzisa, right? So if you remember, we did the long raid by from Abruhu Margolis about Nosen Ditzutzisa. Is he Marukva? Is he not Marukva? The fascinating story from Nissen Goyen and the Sefer Maisias, the Sefer Yofim HaYeshua. And if you remember the very, very beginning of the story, so the story is that this man Nosen was sick. He was a chayla, and the reason it was a chayla because it was a certain woman that he wanted to do a maisa bia with. And if the beginning of the story, it says, the doctors came to see this person. They told him, the only way you're going to be able to live is with a maisa. The roifim said, let her just come and talk to him. The ganze maisa over. So it sounds very similar to this, right? So I don't know, is this the same story? Lamaisa I found in the She'iltis of Rav Achayu Goyim. This is also from the Goyim. This is in the She'iltis, it's in Parashas Va'era, it's She'ilta Membeis. So if you go through She'ilta Membeis, it's Mamash our daf. It's our daf with the commentary of the Netziv, if you have the Hemek Shaila, but it's mamish what it is. It's our daf mitchila v'atzoif with many, many yosafis. So one of the things it brings, because it brings our daf, is this maisa. Listen to this. Says the Gemara, the Amar Rav Yehuda Meraf, maisa ba'adam echad, v'nason ben tzutzisa shmei, sh'nason eino b'isha achas eish asish, v'chana shma, v'helo libay letanfa, v'shigal azah, v'kesev lishkar atzav le'kiblo, u'meirov tavasei nafa b'chayli, v'chol yom im rab, and then the Shultz continues, it says, Pligi bar of Yaakov, I read the verse from Achmed, Chadam Eishas Ishaisa, the whole Gemara, Chadam Apriyaisa, Bishlam, the Mandam Eishas Ishaisa, I understand. But if you hold, it's this story. So this Maisa here in Sanhedrin Ayinheim and Aleph, this is the story of Nasan de Tzutzisa, which means that it connects itself to that raid for Abraham Margolis. Either way, Hadron Aloch Ben Tzayir Umayra, and just to speak out a little bit of raid on this very, very classic sugi. So again, on a daf like this, I am related raid bites, but Ein Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush, a few ha'aris. The first story is, so the Iker Halacha of Yavr v'yahore, yahore v'yavr is, it's just a regular day, and a guy comes over to you and says, do this aveir or I'm going to kill you. So the halacha is, seems like it was some sort of debate, but nimnu v'gamru, in the aliyah of Beis Nitze, in the city of Lud, that kol aveir shebetayr is going to be yavr v'yahore, with the exception of avodazor gilarai shvichas damim, there the halacha is going to be yahore v'al yavr. Now we mentioned, why is it kol averus shebetayra is yavr v'yahari? So it seems like it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, because it says in the Torah, v'chaybem v'lo yishun yomus bem, and from there I know the basic halacha of yavr v'yahari. Tosfos says, no, I don't need a pasuk of a chaybem to teach me the concept of yavr v'yahari. Yavr v'yahari is something I know misvara. Why then would I even need a pasuk of chaybem? Right? It's definitely something that was floated in the sugya. It's just to counter, because once I have three exceptions where it's yahar gavah yavr, solkadai dechamina, maybe I should learn all mitzvahs in the Torah from there. Kamash malad I don't. But according to Rashi, it's learned out from v'chaybem v'loyshe yamus behem. According to Tosfos, it's really a milsa toli b'svara. Another thing that was mavur, very, very clear in the Gemara, is that Rabbi Shmuel holds that all Averus Shebetayra is Yavr Vayarik, even Avodah Zarah. And how does he know Avodah Zarah is Yavr Vayarik? That he learns from V'chayi Behem V'loi Sheyamuspam. So Rashi says, really, every Yavr Vayarik is V'chayi V'loi Sheyamuspam. Tosfos says, I don't know. But where it was clear in the Gemara is in Shita's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is that Avodah Zarah is also Yavr Vayarik. And how do you know Avodah Zarah is Yavr Vayarik? It's because it says V'chayi Behem, and V'chai Behem is including even Avodah Zarah. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Vav. And this is Sefkotin Beis and Sefkotin Gimel. Now, every Minchas Chinuch is super geschmack. The Minchas Chinuch and Reish Tzadik Vav are long and geschmack, and there's so much happening over here. It's mamish. Hayoim la'soysam v'hayoim la'kabel schar. If you go through these minchas chinuchs, but either way, in Sifkotin Beis, the minchas chinuch asks a bombakash. And it's really from a sugya. It's a sugya in Mesechtes Yuma that pei heyamad alf. I think it's kedai to run through this gemara really, really quickly. Because this gemara, like today's daf, is from the Dvarim ha'imdim berum eshal. Again, this raid bite now is yisoytis. It's not fancy raid. You saw this. The Gemara says like this: V'kvar hoyu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mahalchem baderech. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they're all walking together, traveling. V'Levi Hasador, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mahalchem achareim. Levi Hasador, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they're right behind them. And nishal hashel was ubefneim. And the following question was posed: Minayin lepikuach nefesh shadoiches hashavus. How do you know pikuach nefesh shadoiches hashavus? Meaning, how do you know if there's a person who's a choyle sheyesh by sakana, you could be mechal shavus from? How do you know that if there's an emergency, you pick up the phone and you call atzola, and that atzola guy gets into his car and he drives over? How do you know pikuach nefesh is doiches shavus? So the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel was there. Nene Rabbi Shmuel v'amr. Rabbi Shmuel said, I'll tell you how you know it. It says in the Torah, imba machteres yimot. Now, You're allowed to kill the Baba Machteris. So he made a Kavachem. You don't know for sure if the Baba Machteris is out for blood. He might be, Chazaka, but you don't know for sure. He might just be coming to steal. And not just that. Veshvichas Domin, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to commit Shvichas Domin, which is Metam Yesa Oritz for Gerim Lashkinash at the Salik Misrael. Still Nitin Latsi the Ben Avshay, go ahead and kill this guy, who maybe is trying to kill, maybe he's not trying to kill. And what are you going to do? You're going to do Shvichas Domin. Kavachayim lepekuach nefesh etaychas HaShabbos. So you see, when it comes to pekuach nefesh, you can kill somebody that maybe is trying to kill you. He's like a Sovet pekuach nefesh. So there's no question if it's a Shail of Chil Shabbos, do what you got to do. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Kiva heard, and Rabbi Kiva said, I have a different makar. It says, V'chiyazit ish al re'eyu, me'im mizbechi tekachen olamos. So what happens if you have the Kayan who's doing the Avoida, and now all of a sudden, there's a situation, we need him in court. So you're allowed to take him, or you're not allowed to take him. So it says, V'chiyazit ish al re'eyu, me'im mizbechi tekachen olamos. And we learn from here, me'im mizbechi v'loi me'al mizbechi. If he's next to the mizbech, you can take him. But if he's physically on the mizbech, you don't take him. This that we don't pull a Kayan off the mizbech is only if you want to kill the Kayan. Let's say we need the Kayan as an aid to save somebody's life. We're in court and someone's about to be found guilty, but this Kayan we think has some information that can help this person's life. If it's Lahachios, Rabbi Kiva said, I'll make a Kavul Chaymer. You don't know for sure if the Kayan's going to be able to help. Still, you go ahead and you take him away from doing the Avodah. So, Kavachayim lepekuach nefesh etaychas HaShabbos. If you could take a Kohen who maybe could help save a life, maybe not help save a life, off the Mizbeach, for sure you can be Mechal Shabbos to save a life. Because, number one, it's Vadei pekuach nefesh, and number two, Shabbos is less chomer than Avodah. Rabbi Lazar heard all this, and he said, I have a different makar. Ma Milo, she echa mi masayim v'arbam, v'shmein v'arbam, sheba adam, leichas HaShabbos. Milo, which is one of the Ramachi Varim, is leichas HaShabbos. Kavachayim lechol gufoy. If a mila, which is one Eivar, you deich HaShabbos, for sure to save a person's life, which is all his Eivarim. Rabbi Yisrael Behuda said, I have a different makar. It says, Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru. Yochel HaKol, Tamalimir Ach. Ach, Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru. Chilek, sometimes you keep Shabbos, you don't, sometimes you don't. When do you not keep Shabbos? Oh, to save a life, you don't keep Shabbos. Rabbi Yonison Ben Yosef, I have a different makar. Ki Kodeshi Lochem. Shabbos is yours. He Masura Biyetchem. Shabbos is Mesur B'yetchem, Abavlei Atem Mesurim B'yada. Lochem means you have the option, it's yours to sometimes violate, to save a life. Rav Shimon ben Asi, Rav Shimon ben Asi said, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, Amru Toira Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, K'dei Sheyishmer Shabbos is Harbe. From here we learn, sometimes it's worth to be Mechal one Shabbos to save many Shabboses. So the Tanoim all said Pshatim, six different Pshatim. Machteres, Me'im Mizbechi, it's not out from Mila, So Yehuda said, you know, ich bin given a Talmud from the greatest Shmuel. And I'm going to tell you what my Rebbe Shmuel said. He said, if I would have been walking together with them, right, if I would have been a fly on the wall, you know what I would have said? I have a much better makar than all of you. It says in the Torah, it says, and we learn from there, and the Gemara says, Rava said, I have a pircha on all the Tanam, I have no pircha on Shmuel. This is what people mean when they say, either way, Shmuel was more of a charif than all the Tanam. I don't know how to make sense. I don't know what's going on over here. He said, I have two sugyas in Shas that seem to be saying the same thing. They're both saying that there's an idea that a person's life takes precedence over an aver. I have Sanhedrin Ayindal Amad Aleph, where if somebody has a gun pointed to his head and is told, he's given the ultimatum, we are either do the aver or I kill you. Oh, yavir val yahari. There's three exceptions, we understand. But yavir val yahari. Chil Shabbos, for example, yavir val yahari. Right? Nevelus treifas, yavir val yahari. All these other things, yavir val yahari. And then I have another sugya in Mesechtes Yumad Apehe that says, minay lepekuach nefesh etaychas HaShabbos. Where someone's dying and there's a question right now, do I pick up the phone and be mechal Shabbos to save his life? And the two sugyas say the mechaschilcha are not talking to each other. You know I know that? Zok the mechaschinach hafle in the welt. Because look at the sugi in Sanhedrin. What is the makar kol aver shabatayr yavav al yohari? Let's go shitas Rashi. It's learned that from the chaybem v'loy sheyamus behem. In the sugi in Yuma, there were six pshotim that the Tanam gave. And not one time in Nishrabi Shmol, Nishrabi Akiva, Nishrabi Lazman Azariah, Cain Eina Nishas Eindefala, maybe v'chaybem. Shmuel came and he said, you know something? I have a better makar. My makar is better than yours. The chayim, but the Tanoim didn't say that. So, Freitim and Chaschinach, what's going on over in Sanhedrin? I in Dalit. Everyone's saying v'chayim and v'loishiyam. That's the pashtus in the sugya. And in Yuma, it's Shmuel Shita. It's only Shmuel, but all the Tanoim didn't say v'chayim. And the Mechaschinach says, I'll ask you to kasha a little sharper. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanoim Rabbi Shmuel said in Sanhedrin, I in Dalit, Amid Aleph, that even Avoy the Zoro is Yavre v'yoharek. How does we know that? It's because it says v'chay behem. And the same Rabbi Yishmael was the Rosh HaMedabrim in this Gemara in Yuma Pe'eh, right? He's the first time I mentioned. And what did he say? What's the Makar L'mayim Shebekuach Nefesh Adeiches HaShabbos? You learn it Kavu Chaymer from the Baba Machteres. So Freitim and Chaschinach have a steer in Shittas Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said in Sanhedrin 9 Dalet Amid Aleph that it's learned out of v'chay behem. And Rabbi Yishmael said in Yuma Pe'eh Amid Aleph that it's learned out from the Baba Machteres. These are two sugyas that I think are saying the same. Which, by the way, right? If you know where to find the sugya of this Inyan, like, you know to run to Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, you know to run to Yuma Pehei. Oh, but the Mechaschinuch says the sugyas are not talking to each other. L'chayretz eino yoyme elodar senis. And Mechaschinuch says the Yisoy Gadol, Kedarke v'kodesh, and that is, you have to say the two sugyas are different. Lo'yroi zeh. The sugya in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph is talking about where somebody tells you that if you don't do an Aveira, I'm going to kill you. Which means this person was having a great day. He woke up in the morning, he's feeling good, he had a call, everything is perfect. And now all of a sudden, he runs into some lunatic who tells him that I'm going to kill you unless you do the Aveira. Which means that if he allows himself to get killed, the Aveira would have been the Siba that he died. The Aveira would have been the Siba that he died, right? Why else is he having a conversation about death right now? He's in the prime of his life. He feels amazing. He's in perfect health. So, like, what's going on over here? The Teretz is because there's someone that wants him to do an Aveira. So doing this Aveira or not doing this Aveira will determine whether he lives or dies. The Torah was not given to you that it should be a source of death. And if right now you not doing this Aveira will cause you to die, do the Aveira, because v'chayim v'loishim yomus behem. But in Yuma Pehei, that's not what's going on over here. In Yuma Pehei, we're dealing with a choyla sheyesh by sakana. This person is a choyla. He's a choyla because he's a choyla. And now there's a question, should we go and violate something in the Torah to save his life? You want to go proactively and use the mitzvah of Torah to save someone's life? Mechtes, you're allowed to do that. Over here, the mitzvah, the Aveira is not the cause of his sakana. It's not the siba for the pekuach nefesh. You want to use the mitzvah to somehow prevent the pekuach nefesh. That's already a whole different inyan. So says the Mechaschinuch, the sugi in Sanhedrin, where it's poshut that we say v'chayim v'loi sheyamos behem. That's because over here, the cause of the pekuach nefesh was the aveira. No way aveira can cause a person to die. As it relates to the sugi in Masechtas Yuma, sugi Masechtas Yuma is a whole different sugi. There we're dealing with a person that's already in a matzev. He's in a matzev pekuach nefesh. You want to use the mitzvah to save you. The Tanam held that's not v'chayim v'loi sheyamos behem. Shmuel was the one shita who held. It's not a steer in Rabbi Shmuel, and it's not a kasha. Again, it's two different sugyas. One is where the Aveira will be the cause of the person's death. The other one is where the cause of the person's death is the sakana that he's in. The question is whether or not he should go now and do an Aveira to try to save his life. It's two different sugyas. Again, this is a little reminiscent of the Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv Reid Bite that we spoke about at the end of Ein Gimel and in the precap to today's dash, and that is you have two sugyas that don't seem to be talking to each other, right? Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet in Sanhedrin, Baba Machteres and Roidev. He have two sugyas in the Inyan of Pekuach Nefesh. One is Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, the other one's Yuma Pehei. Mechaschinuch brings out with a Clarkite, the sugyas are not talking to each other. You have to say there's a nuance between the two sugyas. This is the first Ara. The second Ara, and this is also a Mechaschinuch, and this is something that I discussed with Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld, and that is Mechaschinuch asks a bambakasha, and it's just behektim, one Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, this is in Perek Yud, Halacha Beis. Rambam says, Benoyach, as it relates to Benoyach, She'onsu anos lavor al achas mim mitzvoysov, mutoloy lavor. So in the Gemara, it was a little unclear what the maskana was as it relates to a ben noyach and the laws of Kiddush Hashem, the laws of Pekuach Nefesh. But the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says that ben noyach, she'ansu anos lavar al achs v'mitzvoysav mutaloy lavar. Nah, it's fine. Ben noyach doesn't have all these inyanim. Afilu nenas lavar avaydazara. Even if it's avodah zara, lefisha ena mitzvah al kiddush Hashem, because bnei noach are not mitzvah on kiddush Hashem. Stating that, the Mishul Melech says that even though the Rambam says that there's no kiddush Hashem when it comes to shem mitzvah bnei noach, meaning do the avera if you're a ben noach, don't give up your life. There's no reason to, but it's going to be true, says the Mishul Melech, with all the mitzvahs with the exception of one. Which one? Not Shvichas Damim. And the reason Shvichas Damim not, says the Mishnah Melech, is because Shvichas Damim, the Gemara said, is a Svara. The Svara is, Mi Yemar, the Dama Didach Sumik Tvei, the Dama the Chavrech Sumik Tvei. And that Svara applies equally to the Benayach as it does to the Yisrael. So says the Mishnah Melech, even though from the Rambam it sounds like Benayach She'onsei Anos Lavar Al Achas Mi Mitzvoy Samut Deloy Lav, it doesn't matter which one, but there is one exception, and that is going to be as it relates to Shvichas Damim. Freit Mechaschin, Bombekash, this is classic Michas Chinuch. Wait, the Michas Chinuch, I don't understand. He says, we have a sugya, we just mentioned it. Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, Ababa Machteris and Aroidev. Right, what's the halacha if somebody breaks into your house and he points a gun at you, wants to kill you, right? So you try to kill him back. That's what you do. Imbo lahargecha, hashgeim laharge. How do I know it? I know from a pasuk. What's the parash? The parash of Baba Machteris. Amr Teira. In Bala Harga, Hashkin Harga. It's a sugi of Raidav also. That's learned out from a different parash, right? The two dinim. But the bottom line is, there's a parash in the Torah. And this parash in the Torah is the parash of Imbala Harga, Hashkin Harga. Michas Chinuch says that that's poshet. Why did we need a parash in the Torah of Imbala Harga, Hashkin Harga? Well, let's think this through. Why don't I just know Misvara? I'll tell you why. You want to know why you wouldn't know Misvara? Because fakert. If you didn't have a parish in the Torah of Imbala Harga, Chahashkim Lahargai, you know what the halacha would be? My chaz is the Dama Didach Samik Tvei, Dilma Dama de Chavrech Samik Tvei. Right? If the halacha is Yaharik Val Yavra when it comes to Shvichas Damim, so it's Poshit without the Chiddush of Imbala Harga, Chahashkim Lahargai. Right? It's Poshit. And without the Chiddush of Imbala Harga, Chahashkim Lahargai, you would say, my chaz is Miyema, right? That's what you would say. So it's only because of the Chiddush of Imbaba Machteres that you have this halacha. Let me ask you something. The parish of Imbaba Machteres was said to who? It was said to the Yidden. Right? This is a parish that was said to the Yidden. The parish of Imbaba Machteres was said to a Yid. If that's the case, says the Mechas Chinuch, I want to say it should come out that in a Yehudi, a Ben Noach has no right to self-defense. And if a guy pulls a gun at him, he has to let himself get killed. Why? Because even though the Rambam says that Ben Noach doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but the Mishul Melech said it's not true for Shvichas Damim, because the Svar of my chazes applies to the Ben Noach just like it applies to the Yisrael, and L'chayra, without the Chiddush of Ababa Machteris Amrit Torah, look, you would have the din of my chazes. So if that's the case, the Ben Noach who doesn't have the parish of the Ababa Machteris shouldn't be able to self-defend. And it's like an untenable chiddush. But that's what should come out. No one says it, obviously. And it can't be. Azoy freikta mechas chinuch. Again, v'ruyin advarah hum isha amram. Right? All these mechas chinuchs are. It's mamish, classic mechas chinuch. He says, I'm just doing math. It's back of the envelope, great arithmetic. L'chayr, this is the way it should come out. Azoy freikta mechas chinuch. He's very bothered with this kasha. He has a little bit of a mahalach, ayin sham. But Rabinifa wanted a taina that maybe you could say, what's the makar in Bala Harga Chahashkim Lahargai? So we've said this 100 times. The makar is the parish of Imbaba Machteris. The truth is, it's worth revisiting the Lashon HaGemara on Dafayim Beza Mar Aleph. The Gemara said, Amar Rav, my time in the Machteris. What is the makar to the Machteris? Chazoke eno de mai medatz mei al mamoyne. Vahay meimara amar iya zulno koi la poi. Voloi shavikli. Vi koi la poi katul noe. Vatoira amra in Bala Harga Chahashkim Lahargai. Meaning, my time of the machteris, not to kill the guy. It's based on a chazak. And therefore, this guy knows it when he breaks in. So he's ready to kill. Oh, you're ready to kill me? I'm allowed to kill you. You know why? Because now, where did the Torah say in Bala Harga Chashkim Laharga? It's a Rashi says here, and he says it throughout Shas. Here, in the parish of Baba Machteris. Oh, but if you look at the Meiri says not mashma so much that way from the Gemara. You know why? Because what does the Gemara say? When the Gemara is explaining Hababa Machteres, the Gemara says, you want to know Pshat in Machteres? Because HaTorah Amra in Bala Harga Chashka Laharga. It sounds like the Torah said it somewhere else. There's some objective makar to Imbala Harga Chashkim Lahargai, which is where the Torah said this halacha, and we're telling it to the Machteres. Meaning, my time in the Machteres, because the guy's out for blood. Okay. Va Torah Amra. It sounds like somewhere else. Right? Where is that somewhere else? It sounds like there's an objection. So the Meiri says, I found the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says that the Makar, Tembala Harga, Hashkem Laharga is that the Ebishta tells the Yid, and Tsarar is Hamidyanim, Ki Tsarim Heim Lachem. Go Chepezek with the Midyanim are trying to kill you. And because they're trying to kill you, kill them first. Don't let them kill you. In other words, there is another makar. The makar is not Baba Machteris. The Lashon HaGemara is mashva that way. Vatayra Amra was telling too from somewhere else. So said Rabbi Bienenfeld, could be if the makar Timbala Harga Hashkim Laharga is the parish of Baba Machteris, it's a parish in the Torah. It's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So if it's learned out from the parish in the Torah, could be the Yisrael Nemra of Eloy Lebnei Noach. If, however, the Makar is Tzores Hamid Yonim, Ki Tzorim Heim Lochem, this is not a parish in the Torah, it's not a mitzvah satira. This is just Hashem is like, listen, they're trying to start up with you, so you go start up with them before they start up with you. It's Minig Ha'olam, it's Derech Eretz, as I fear Menzich. If that's the case, Yesh Loimar, Meich HaTeis, it should be true for Yisrael, not for Ben Ach. If it's Mishpatei HaTeira, okay, it's Klai Yisrael, we have our own dinim, we have our own Mishpatei HaTeira. But this is more, he's telling it to Moshe. He said, listen, I'm letting you know, they're trying to chep with you, so go chep with them first. In Bala Harga, Hashkim Lahargai, if it's learned more from the Sichas Chulin, so to speak, from the Minig Derech Eretz of the Torah, if that's the case, maybe it's going to be different. Either way, this is the Kasha, this is the Teretz, just a little bit of food for thought, but just to end with a Kasha, right? Sometimes you have to end the shit with a Kasha. Just to end with a Kasha. And that is, the Ramah, in two places, in Yerudea Simin, Kuf Nun Zayin, and it's also in Erechayim, in Hilchis, Lulav and Simin Tov Reish Nulav. This is a very famous Ramah. We've spoken about it. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach many, many times. The Ramah says, even though we know Hamavazvez Al Yavazvez Yosem Michaimesh, that's only true for mitzvahs Aseh. Right? Be'usha Eskinu Ksubas Tafnun Hamavazvez Al Yavazvez Yosem Michaimesh. Says the Ramah in two places. That's only true for mitzvahs Aseh. But when it comes to a Lois Aseh, then the Halachas you have to give away all Mamoinai. A person has to give away all his money not to be over a Lois Aseh. It's a Ramah. It's a Chiddush from the Ramah. What is the Makar to the Ramah? Kipshutai, the makar is, because it says in the Torah, V'yahavtas Hashem alaykech b'chol moedecha. And b'chol moedecha means all your money. So you see that when it comes to havas Hashem, you have to give away all your money. As is mashman, the Vilna Gaon, the Ragron, Yeridei, Kufnun Zayin, Ayin Shabbat. That's for sure the pashtas. Right? The pashtas is, it's learned out. We also say it. You have another makar. It says, V'yahavtas Hashem alaykech b'chol moedecha, right? And this is the makar. This is the makar. But if that's the case, and again, this is the Makar, right? It's not, I'm not asking. This is the way it is, not rhetorically. It's a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Because Vahavtas Hashem Alekecha B'chol Nafshecha is the Makar that Avodah Zarah is Yaharik Valyavah. That Avodah Zarah is Yaharik Valyavah. Now, where do you see Vahavtas Hashem Alekecha Avodah Zarah? So Rashi said, because Vahavtas Hashem Alekecha is Mashma Altim Shaloitim Irenu B'Avodah Zkechavim. It's talking specifically about Avodah Zarah. So if the B'chol Nafshecha is talking specifically about Avodah Zarah, how could the B'chol Moedecha mean all the lavin? This is the kasha. It's a stark kasha. The Ramah says that you have to give away all your money for every lavin, it doesn't matter which lav. Every single lav in the Torah, you have to give away all your money. Loisucha l'salim, all your money. Every lav in the Torah, you have to give away all your money. Right? Loisucha l'salim is maybe an exception to the rule. Bad example. But for all things, you have to give away all your money. So if that's the case, v'chayra, it's learned out from v'chol ma'idecha, if v'chol nafshecha means avodah zarah, this is the makar that avodah zarah is the argval yavar, then how can v'chol ma'idecha be different? I just want to explain the kasha a little bit better. What does v'haftas shem l'kecha mean? It means you have to love Hashem. Right? Avodah Zarah, you have to love Hashem. The truth is, there's a mitzvah to love Hashem. There really is. It's a real mitzvah. It's mitzvah Tof Yud Ches in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, to the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvahs Ahavas Hashem. Right? Just to read the words of the Chinuch. Shenitztavinu le'oiv es ha'mokim baruchu. Shenema bo'ahavtes Hashem alokechav. Inyan HaMitzvah, shenachshoy v'nizboyne bekpikudav u'p'uloysav ad shenasigeo kefi yicholteinu. V'nizanik ba'asa gosne betachlis ha'oineg. V'zoysi ahava mechuyeves. Etc. You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. pshutei k'mashmoi. You have to love Hashem, right? There's a mitzvah called Ahavas Hashem. And the truth is, within this mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, there's a lot of inyanim, right? First of all, you could be oivim me'ahava, be oivim me'yira. The Rambam, the end of Hilchas Tshuva, talks about the madrega being oivim me'ahava. It's a madrega in Avodas Hashem. It can underpin your entire avodah. There's also certain dinim that are learned out from there, right? The Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Gimel, he talks about the inyan of Kiruv, that if you love somebody, you want other people to love him as well. And this is a makar that you have to try to get other people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Ahavas Hashem is a mitzvah. But there's certain dinim that are learned out from Ahavas Hashem. As it relates to Vahavtas Hashem Alekecha B'chol Nafshecha, we say it means Avodah Zarah. Yet when it comes to Vahavtas Hashem Alekecha B'chol Moidecha, then already it means Mammon. L'chayre, it's a Pela Atzuma. Maybe the Mahalach is that the difference between Mammon and giving up your life is that it says V'chai Behem. Meaning, being that it says v'chai behem as it relates to your nefesh, so therefore v'haftas Hashem alekecha b'chol nafshecha, we limit to avodah zarah. Because if it's going to mean everything, then it's going to knock out maybe v'chai behem. Now v'chai behem could be for mitzvahs esses, but as it relates to mammon, there's no v'chai behem. So if there's no v'chai behem, so therefore v'haftas Hashem alekecha could be for all lavin. Aber lemaisa, there is an inyan of v'haftas Hashem alekecha b'chol moidecha, that's all lavin. V'haftas Hashem alekecha b'chol nafshecha, that's only avodah zarah. What's going on over here? And by the way, that in and of itself, why is it that when it comes to b'chol moidecha, it's only lavin? Why not essen? So you'll tell me, because I am nechanami, I'm a vazviz, I'm a vazviz, yoysem mechaymish. But we know Rabbi Kivega brings from the Gilyan Hashas, from the Yerushalmi, that says that really, I'm a vazviz, I'm a vazviz, mechaymish, was a lachol moishem yisinai, it's really different kabbals. This is already old stuff. So if it's learned out from v'haftas shalkach b'chol moidecha, so why would it be true only for lavin, not essen? And yet, you see, it means all lavin. When it comes to b'chol nafshecha, it means only avodah zarah. Again, we're leaving it off with a kasha, tein l'chacham, v'yech gamoid, and we'll stop here.